Hello, welcome to the monthly Daily Light Integral, or DLI report for the regions of Windsor, Essex, and Niagara. I'm Avery Mastronardi, Greenhouse Research Assistant with the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture, Food and Agribusiness, or OMAFA. To learn more about our DLI data collection project, visit the ongreenhousevegetables.ca blog or the onfloriculture.com blog. DLI is the total amount of light within the photosynthetically active radiation spectrum that impacts a surface in one day, and it is measured in moles per meter squared per day. It is important to greenhouse production because it represents the amount of light that is available to the crop for photosynthesis and can be used to adjust the growing environment to optimize crop yield. The data provided here reflects outdoor light, which can be significantly higher than light levels inside greenhouses. The desired DLI inside a greenhouse is different for each crop. You can find more information on DLI levels for greenhouse fruit and vegetable crops in the OMAFA production guides available on the ongreenhousevegetables.ca blog. DLI data were available for the second to third week of July for Leamington Kingsville. The average DLI for the month of July for Leamington Kingsville was 57 moles per meter squared per day. The maximum DLI was 74 recorded on July 12th, and the minimum DLI was 41 recorded on July 17th. DLI data were available for most of July for Vineland. The average DLI for the month of July for Vineland was 51 moles per meter squared per day. The maximum DLI was 68 recorded on July 12th, and the minimum DLI was 15 recorded on July 15th. Leamington Kingsville received approximately 7% less light in July than in June. The monthly DLI average for July 2026 is 5% lower than it was in July 2025. Vineland received 4% more light in July than June. Vineland received 11.7% less light than Leamington Kingsville. The next monthly DLI radio report will be on Tuesday, September 8th. Thanks for your attention and have a great day.